Welcome to Pick Cut Podcast.
Great to be here.
Today, we are strapping in for a deep dive that is just incredibly relevant for anyone trying to build a real presence online.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to crack the code on successful, high-performing online article writing. We've taken a stack of sources, the proven methodology behind content that thrives, and we're going to pull out the core insights for you.
That's right. And for context, this isn't just theory we've, you know, pulled off the internet.
Not at all.
The foundational strategies we're analyzing come directly from the experts at PitCut. Specifically, we've synthesized the best, most actionable advice found in their best-selling ebooks, which are all available on the PitCut store.
So these are tested methods.
They are. Think of them as shortcuts to being well-informed about boosting your online presence and doing it fast.
Right.
Without all the usual trial and error.
Exactly. We've done the work of distilling it all down. But if you want to access the complete framework, you absolutely should. You can visit www.pitcut.com/OBObooks to download the bestseller ebooks that inform this deep dive.
It's worth it.
Our promise today is to unpack the key elements, everything from high-level strategy to the nuts and bolts of readability that ensures your content really connects.
It's the difference between just writing something and creating a real tool for your business.
A dynamic system. Right? Absolutely. Okay, before we jump in, a quick request. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too.
Please do. It really helps.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's start with what we're calling phase one, the audience blueprint. This is all about the big decisions you make before you even type a word.
Right.
And the first tip, which PitCut really emphasizes as the ultimate shortcut to credibility, is actually pretty straightforward. Host your articles on your own website.
And this point is so strategic. It's not just a technical thing. The why behind it isn't just about, you know, controlling traffic. It's about building genuine long-term authority.
Domain authority.
Exactly. Yeah. When you consistently publish great content on your own site, everyone, search engines, high-value readers, they begin to see your site as the source. The sources are so clear on this. People trust those who share value on their own turf.
It becomes your home base.
Your permanent hub of authority. It insulates you from, like, the changing whims of social media platforms.
That makes perfect sense. It's about building an asset you actually own. Which brings us to the second point. Focus fiercely on audience questions. The sources give a really strong warning here.
Yeah, don't just write to fill a calendar.
Right.
If you're just filling space, you're creating noise, not value. You have to dive deep into what your readers are actively searching for. Their pain points, the gaps in their knowledge.
Things they can't find anywhere else.
Precisely. The PitCut research shows that content answering those specific niche questions is what turns a casual visitor into a devoted customer. We're moving the goal from just traffic to building real loyalty.
So we're responding to a need, not just broadcasting, which means you have to nail the third principle. Know your audience. Writing without that is, and I love this quote, like shooting arrows in the dark.
It really is. And this is where you have to go deeper than just simple demographics.
More than just age and location.
So much more. It's about their interests, their challenges, and crucially, the actual words they use to describe their problems. The PitCut methods are big on building out detailed reader personas.
So you're picturing a real person.
You are. And when you can do that, your content just connects on a totally different level.
But how do we get that data? I mean, a lot of people might think this just sounds like guesswork.
It's not guesswork at all. That's the key. The source material is emphatic about using data to refine this.
Yeah.
Look at your analytics.
What's getting the most engagement?
Yes. Yeah. What articles do people spend the most time on? Where's the lowest bounce rate? And you should be doing AAB testing constantly.
For example,
test two different headlines. One that's very direct about the benefit versus one that creates a little curiosity. The data will tell you which one works for your audience. Personalization isn't just a buzzword. It's using data to make the reader feel seen and understood.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we've set the strategy. Own your platform and write for a specific person based on data. Let's move into phase two. Execution and polish. Making it readable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have the best ideas in the world, but if the page looks like a mess, no one will read it. Which leads to tip four. Prioritize white space.
This is so critical and so often overlooked. If your content looks difficult, people just won't read it, period.
It's an instant judgment.
It is. White space is your best friend. We're talking short paragraphs, you know, three or four lines max, clear fonts, good contrast. A wall of text is an immediate no.
So the goal is to make it look inviting.
Exactly. Turn it into a friendly guide rather than a textbook. Use subheadings, bullet points, numbered lists, anything to guide the eye and lower that cognitive load.
And speaking of lists, tip 5 focuses on numbered lists and something called parallel structure.
Ah, yes. So lists are great for creating order, but they have to be consistent. That's parallel structure. Meaning if your first point starts with an action verb, like write clearly, then every other point needs to start with an action verb. You can't mix in clarity is important or having a good structure.
I see. It keeps the rhythm.
It does. It makes it incredibly easy for the brain to follow. It's a high-quality roadmap for your ideas.
That's the kind of detail that separates good from great. Now, let's talk about voice. Tip 6 is all about using the active voice.
Active voice is non-negotiable for online content. It creates immediacy. So compare you create value to value is created.
The first one is so much more direct.
It's immediate, it's strong, and the subject is driving the action. Active sentences make your writing punchy, not sleepy.
I wonder though, is that always the rule? Are there exceptions?
That's a great question. And yes, there are a few rare exceptions, usually when the object of the action is way more important than the person doing it, but for the kind of content we're talking about, instructional, commercial.
Right.
The source material is emphatic. Active voice drives action and builds trust. It sounds confident, not distant and academic.
And that confident voice is key for tip 7. Breaking down complexity. I love the analogy here, right? Like you're talking to a friend over coffee.
That conversational tone is everything. It's how you take something really complex and serve it up in bite-sized, friendly chunks.
You're not lecturing.
Never. You're being approachable. And don't just rely on words. The sources strongly recommend adding visuals, images, infographics, maybe a short video. They make the article pop and keep people hooked.
Okay, that covers the engine of the article. Before we move into getting it out there, I just want to pause for a second. If you want to dive deeper into all the methods and knowledge Pitcott offers, visit www.pitcott.com.
It's the full system.
Welcome back. We're now in phase 3, the engagement engine. This is about credibility and reach.
Getting it seen.
And tip 8 is vital for making that connection. Personalize and inject personality. Authenticity wins.
Absolutely. Just using the word you transforms the whole thing into a one-on-one conversation. But authenticity is more than that. It's about injecting your personality.
Like telling a story.
Exactly. Add some humor, a short, relevant anecdote, a strong opinion backed by facts. If your article just feels like a robotic summary of information, people tune out. A personal touch makes it memorable.
And that connection relies on trust. Which brings us to a non-negotiable step. Tip 9. Review, revise, and proofread.
This is where credibility is won or lost. You have to write, then rewrite, simplify sentences, check the flow, and of course the basics.
Grammar, spelling.
Non-negotiable. Modern search engines are all about rewarding sites with EEAT experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
And typos kill that T for trustworthiness.
Instantly. A few small errors can really hurt your credibility with the exact readers you want to attract, and this is why you need fresh eyes.
Get someone else to read it.
Always. A colleague, a friend. They'll spot gaps or confusing sentences that you just can't see anymore.
Credibility also depends on being relevant. So tip 10, stay current and trend savvy.
You have to. You need a system to monitor what's happening in your industry, what people are talking about on social media. But, and this is a huge caveat from the Pitcott sources, don't just chase every single fad.
That would be exhausting.
And ineffective. The magic happens when you find a relevant trend and then add your unique expert perspective to the conversation. That's how you stand out.
Okay, so we've created this amazing, credible, authentic piece of content. Now what? Tip 11 is distribution, because writing it is only half the battle.
Sadly, yes. Content needs a home. You have to be proactive. Submit it to industry directories, relevant e-zines, and use your own email list, electronic magazines, or newsletters. The key is to target platforms where your audience already is. But don't just dump a link.
You have to sell a little.
You do. Tailor your submission with a compelling summary, a little pitch. Distribution is how your amazing article actually finds the people it was meant for.
And finally, tip 12 closes the loop. Include a call to action. Every single article needs to guide the reader somewhere.
You've just delivered all this value. You've built trust. Now what's the next logical step for them?
Subscribing, maybe?
A subscription, downloading a free guide, what's often called a lead magnet, or linking to a service. The key is to make it easy. clickable links, buttons, and always, always highlight the benefit they get for taking that action.
What's in it for them?
Exactly. Those small nudges are what keep you connected to that reader.
That is such an incredible summary. If we boil it all down, mastering this stuff really comes down to a few core ideas from the Picott material. Clarity, personality, value based on data, and connecting with your audience.
On a platform you own.
On a platform you own. I love the final vision the sources give. Can you imagine your articles becoming the go-to resource in your niche? Yep, it's absolutely possible.
It is entirely possible, but you have to treat it as a process of continuous refinement. So here's a final thought for you to really think about.
Yeah.
We've established that peer review and data are non-negotiable for credibility. So the question is, what system will you implement this week to gather that feedback and make sure your content stays dynamic and engaging?
A system, not just a hope. I love that. A fantastic challenge to leave our listeners with. If you found value in this deep dive, please press the like button. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us.
And for more expert insights and to check out the best-selling ebook that informed this deep dive, visit www.picott.com/books.
Thank you for listening to the Picott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.